The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. If you are interested in being empowered and motivated and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. Well, welcome to the new year. You know, this new year, people look at the new year is a time for new beginnings. Sometimes people want to have these new year resolutions of losing weight or making a better go at it in the relationships or making their business better. And so it is a time of new beginnings. And that we're going to talk about today is those new beginnings, especially around your business. And my question is to you, what is your success IQ? And have you really thought about your success IQ? And what's it going to make 2014 the best year of your life, for not only for you personally, but also for your business? So the question I have for you, and you know, Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, is the music still in you? And so that's the question I have for you. Is the music still in you? For those of you who are entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs especially, sometimes it's hard to keep that momentum going. So what is your dream, and are you really ready to move your dream forward? Are you really ready to move your career forward? Think of your career as a glow stick, and I just love the glow stick analogy. You know, in a glow stick, when you first see the glow stick, it's kind of dull looking. But when you see that glow stick and you break it, then it becomes really effervescent, and you're just drawn to the light. So is your career, is your business like that glow stick? Is it that dull stage, or is it bright and shiny? You know, when we're new in our careers and in our professions and in our businesses, sometimes we're not real bright and shiny yet. It's in that darker stage. So you need to get your glow stick broken, and that takes action. So the question I have for you, if all things were possible, I mean, if you didn't have to worry about failing, if you didn't have to worry about anything not going right, how would you want your life, your career, or your business to be? You know, dreaming is one thing. Following our dreams and our passions is really important because that's what really energizes us. But there are three keys to really making it happen. Three major keys to success. And I don't care if you're talking about a career in an organizational setting. I don't care if you're talking about your entrepreneur business. There are three major keys. And those keys are, one, staying focused. Two, to start building. And three, to start now. And that is every single day. So every day you need to stay focused. Every day you need to start building on that day. And every day you need to start now. So it's a continual cycle every single day. I want you to picture a bridge. You know, and in my travels, a lot of times I see these wonderful, wonderful bridges. And a bridge is typically over two big bodies of land. And when that bridge is built so people can either walk across from one part of land to another or drive across from one land to another. So you cross over that bridge. Well, I want you to think of that bridge as the two major parts in your life. The one is the past, where you've started, where you've come from. And as you're crossing over that bridge, you're crossing into the future. And the future is new. It's not yet written. And so it's looking at the direction you want to go in your life as you move forward. So building your bridge to the future. You know, your past is kind of like an old car. You know, some of us in our past, we had jalopies. Some of us had junk cars. Some of us had, you know, maybe exotic cars. I remember one of my first cars was an Alfa Romeo Spider. And one of my first cars as a very young girl was a GTO in our family, which was a muscle car back in the 60s. You know, but our past is over. I no longer have those older cars. You know, whether it's an old Model A, Model T, or an old junker, or an old classic car. Nonetheless, it's an old car. And you need to let those old things go. You need to move forward. In order to move forward, you need to be looking at moving forward. You need to let go of things like past hurts, past failures. Maybe things that have relationships that might have been involved in, whether business relationships or personal relationships. You need to let go of the past and you need to just move forward. And in many cases, you need to just get over it. So looking forward and going forward. You know, when I was in Kenya last year, I had the opportunity. I was speaking at a leadership conference and to about 200 people. And then after that, I had the opportunity to work as a missionary in Kenya. And in part of that opportunity, I got to meet a woman by the name of Phyllis. And Phyllis was a young woman. She was about maybe 30 years old. Her husband had died. In Kenya, there's a problem with men who die early. And her husband had died. And she had three very young girls. And she had certain choices after her husband died. And that choice was she could stay with the tribe that she was at. And she was actually in her husband's tribe because Kenya is a tribal culture. And she said, if I stayed there, there was a good chance that I would not be protected and my three girls would not be protected. And there was a good chance that we would be beaten, raped, and maybe even likely killed because we were of a different tribe than my husband was. So I could have stayed, she said, and then I wouldn't have to have worried about, you know, what the future would bring. I would just wait and see what happened. She said, or I could flee and take my three girls with me. And she said, and fleeing was very, very difficult because I couldn't really take a whole lot with me. I could only take what I could carry. And in carrying, it's carrying those things that she could literally carry on her back because where she lived was in a mountainous region and she had to go over the mountains by foot with her three very small girls. The oldest girl, I believe, was about 8 years old. So fleeing was not easy, but it was a choice. And so she decided that in the middle of the night, she would take her three girls, whatever belongings she could possibly carry into a sack around her shoulders, and flee to a cousin's house, which was about 200 miles away. And she would have to walk over the landscape with her three girls. She didn't have a car, so she couldn't drive. She didn't have, there wasn't any public transportation system. I mean, I'm out of Chicago, and in Chicago, we have a lot of public transportation systems. Hop on a bus or a train and get to where you need to go. She said it was a long walk to get to the closest bus that was possible. And so it was not easy, and the terrain was very mountainous and very difficult. And she said, I had to just let it go, let all my belongings go, and just keep moving forward. And that's what she did. And I had the opportunity to meet Phyllis, and some of the people that I was with got a chance to build a house, which cost us about $2,500 to raise money for her to build a very small, simple house. But she decided to let her past go and to keep going and start a new life for her and her three daughters. And that's what we need to be looking at as well. What do we want to be doing with our lives? Are we going to be dragged down by our past? Or are we going to let it go and keep going? One of the other key steps, I'm going to hopefully get to, there are about 10 key steps, and we're going to try and get to as many of them as we can today. Another key step is personal accountability. Are you someone who is taking on that personal accountability? Or do you have more of a victim type of attitude? You know, personal accountability is all about seeing what the future could be, owning your future, solving whatever problems you're having, and then just do it and moving forward. Seeing it, owning it, solving it, and doing it. Or are you someone who falls into the victim mentality where it's more of, well, we'll just kind of wait and see what happens. Or you have an attitude of, well, just tell me what to do and then I'll do it. You know, a lot of times as a manager and director in different companies that I've worked for, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, it's just not my job. Well, that's kind of a victim mentality. You know, or people tend to ignore and deny the problem. Or they're really into blaming others. I remember every time I would do performance reviews with employees, there's always be one employee who is really good at blaming absolutely everything on somebody else. It was their fault that I didn't get the reports done. It was their fault that I wasn't able to work well. It was somebody else's fault is why they could not produce the kind of materials they needed to produce. That was definitely victim mentality, where they weren't willing to see what needed to be done, own it, solve whatever problems that needed to be solved, and then to move forward. I need to tell you that you are 100% responsible for your success or failure. You can't go blaming somebody else. You are 100% responsible. If things aren't working, what are you going to do to change it? And that's what the other things you need to be looking at. So are you going to be holding yourself personal accountable, or are you going to run into this victim mentality? It's time to get off the victim cycle and to move forward. And that's see it, own it, solve it, and do it. You know, because sometimes in our businesses, especially as an entrepreneur, sometimes our businesses are not going as well as we would like them to, or as we had once envisioned them to be. So what do you need to be doing differently so you can be getting the kind of results that you want to be getting? So your future is, another way of looking at your future is like driving down a country road and at night, and it's really, really dark. So when it's dark outside and there's no street lights and you're trying to drive down this road, you need to put the car lights on. You can't drive in the dark. And are you looking out the rearview mirror, or are you looking out the front mirror, the front window? Are you looking out the back window or the front window? Well, if you're driving in a dark road, you're not looking out the rearview mirror. You're looking out the front window. And the same thing is true in your business. You need to be looking at what's in front of you. What are some of those obstacles? I know in driving on country roads, I'm always careful of wildlife that could like just jump out into the road so I don't hit them. You're always being cautious. Well, the same thing is true in your business. You need to focus on whatever problems are in front of you. You need to be focused on what you need to do to continue to move forward. Well, I see we need to take a quick break here. We'll return in just a few minutes. This is Deanne DeMarco and speaking about your success IQ. Be right back.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
We're tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's Deanne@deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we are talking about your success IQ and moving forward in this new year. So we were talking about if your career is like driving down that country road in the dark, and whether or not you're looking out the rearview mirror, if you're looking out the front window, and you need to be looking out that front window, being prepared for any obstacles that may cross your path. So I got a question for you. Just because it's dark, do you stop or do you keep going? Do you, when you're driving down that road, do you So you're looking out the front window versus the back window. When you're looking out the front window, do you need to be looking for any kind of obstacles if you're crossing your path, like animals crossing the road, or a bump in the road, or a big pothole in the road? Well, you know, our success is like the same type of journey. We have to be looking at what's in front of us versus the things that are in back of us. We need to be looking for any obstacles that may be crossing our path. We need to be looking at what that future might be bringing. You know, sometimes it's difficult to be thinking about what we need to do in being responsible for our careers and for our businesses and our personal lives as well. So the question I have for you is, what is difficult for you about taking 100% responsibility? Just something for you to be thinking about. I want to move on to your IQ number three, skill set number three, and that is to move from probable to possible. You know, one of the things is that people often say, you know, I really want to do this in my life. I really want this business. I really want this career. I really want to be moved up in corporate America. But you know what? They really don't believe it. It's nothing more than lip service. So do you believe it? Do you really believe that you can have a viable business? Do you really believe that you can move up in corporate America? Do you really believe that you can make that your entrepreneurial business can be a very, very successful entrepreneurial business? I mean, last week we heard about the millionaire who started her million dollar business from her kitchen table. No one believed in her. She couldn't get the money, the financing she needed to get her business going the way she wanted to get it going. So she said, okay, no one's going to loan me this money. I'm just going to start it, and I'm going to start it from my kitchen table. Her dining room was her warehouse, and she got moving. And she lived in a mobile home, which was a very small home. You just need to believe. And the same thing is true with you. You need to commit to your dream. You need to definitely believe. You need to. When I was a little girl, we used to have these porch swings. You know, this is a little swing that was on your front porch, and we'd sit on it and we'd swing. And sometimes if our next door neighbor was on their porch swing, we'd talk from porch swing to porch swing. And people who were across the street, you know, they try to talk to us, but they were really too far away. And if you needed to have a conversation with somebody who was in real close proximity, you had to physically get off your porch swing, go down the steps and across the street to go talk to somebody else. Well, the same thing is true. Sometimes we get very complacent in the way we do our business or complacent in our lives. You need to get off the porch swing and move, take that action and move forward. You can't just get complacent about your business. You can't become complacent about your career and your career path. You need to be looking at what actions do you need to be taking on a daily basis in order to move forward in with your dream and your goals, which leads us to the fourth key. The fourth key is to clarify your dream. What is it you really want? Think about that a minute. What is it that you really, really want? Have you ever thought of all the details that you need for your dream or your goals? What are the specific outcomes that you want? And actually be listing those out. What are the specific activities you need to be doing to accomplish your dream or your goal? You know, I coach people all the time, as a business coach, and I'll have entrepreneurs that I'll be coaching, and they've never thought out all the specific activities that they need to be doing on a day-to-day basis in order to make their business successful. So what are those activities? Sometimes those larger activities have some subset activities. You know, maybe you need to publish papers. Maybe you want to do marketing plan. What does that marketing elements look like? How are people going to find out about you? You can't just sit back and hope people will find you on the web somewhere. What are those specific activities that you need to be doing? And are you tracking on a day-to-day basis those activities that you need to be doing? Are there any relationships that you need to build? You know, one of the things that you've been hearing over and over and over on the show with all these very, very successful women is they all sought out advice from others, mentors, coaches. They went to networking events to get other people involved in their business, to get energized around their business. You can't do it alone. It requires others. So who are those other people in your life that you need to get involved with that maybe can help you out? Have you sought out a business coach that can help to, one, hold you accountable and to help you think through your plan and get some clarity around your plan so you can move forward? So I think it's really been interesting whether we're talking about an entrepreneur or talking about someone who's made it to the CEO level of a major organization. Every single one of them are saying they got clarity around their dream. They got clarity around what their goals were, and they sought out others to help them get there. The other thing that I think has been really interesting is every single one of our guests are talking that they got into certain routines. And those routines were that, like, the first 10 minutes of every day, I looked at all the activities I need to accomplish for the day. Or they only looked at email 3 or 4 times a day. They didn't look at it all day long. And at the end of the day, they planned what they needed to do. Well, the same thing is true in our lives, whether you're going to be a career executive or whether you're going to be a successful entrepreneur. You need to develop those routines. What are those activities that you need to be doing on a day-to-day basis? You know, in looking at those routines, you need to look at what's that long-term view for our business? What's the long-term view for your career? And you need to be looking at, once you have that long-term view, then to break it down into the short-term tasks. And what are those milestones that you need to accomplish so you can get to your end result, your end goal? And so those are the things that you need to be doing. We need to be questioning what are the things that we need to be doing or what are the things that we need to develop or what are those things that we need to learn to help us build our business or our career or to help us move forward with our business or career. So think, put that on your list of things. Is what are those things that you need to be doing to develop or to learn or people you need to meet in order to move forward in your business or in your career? Which leads to key number 5. And that one is forming the right frame of mind. You know, are you a happy person? Be honest with yourself. Are you a happy person? You know, research is telling us, psychological research tells us that people who are happy people are people who tend to be grateful people, and happy people tend to have more success than people who are not happy. So my question for you is, are you a happy person? Be thinking about, you know, In answering that question, you need to understand that happiness is not a destination. However, it is the process for reaching any destination. Grouches just don't make it to the direction they want to go. Grouches don't succeed. If you're a grouch, you're just not going to be successful. You need to be a happy person. A lot of times don't think of that. Also, do you know that you are in total control of your happiness? If you're not happy, have you asked yourself, why are you not happy? Here's a little exercise for you. I want you to make a list of 10 places or 10 people or 10 things that you are really thankful for. So what are some things that you're grateful for? What are things that you're thankful for? And actually write those out. And so when you get down, go back to that list of the 10 things that you're grateful for. It could be places, it could be people, it could be things that you like to do. But what are you thankful for? Being happy creates a real healthy internal spirit. It makes you more enjoyable to work with. It makes you more likable. And you know what? It makes you more productive as well. Happy people get things done. If you think about it, nobody wants to be around a Grinch. Nobody wants to be around somebody who's grumpy or a grouch. People want to be around happy people. And in order to be successful, you need to be a happy person. All right, we need to take another quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Success IQ and taking this road trip and being successful. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we're talking about new beginnings. We're talking about your Success IQ. And so in talking about this Success IQ, we're talking actually about this road trip that you're going down in your career, in your life path, and in your business path. And so key number six is looking at your road trip that you're going to be going on with being a successful entrepreneur or being successful in your career as well. Have you thought of your top five talents? You know, a lot of times we don't think about that, but really, you know, write them down. What are the five things that you're really, really good at? You know, and what are those five things that you're really not good at? None of us are perfect at all things. And as far as your business or career is concerned, what are those five talents that you have that will help you in your business or career? And what are those five areas that you need to get information on that you're not so good at? For example, I'm really good at talking to people, but you know what? I'm not really good at web design. So when it comes to my business, you know, when it comes to interacting with others, I'm really good at that, and that's a strength for me. But you know, when it comes to some of the technology stuff, I need to seek out help in those areas. So being really honest with yourself about what are those things that you're really good at and those things that maybe you need to be getting assistance on. So you need to be looking at the who are the people that you need to be meeting. What's the stuff? I mean, are you certain things that you're really good at as far as you're good at building or you're good at writing or you're good at what is that stuff or that resources piece? You know, and then when we're on our road and our journey, you need to be looking at what are those things we need to take with us and what are those things we need to leave behind. If you were going on a road trip, and let's say you're going to pack the car up and you're going to travel 1,000 miles away to a different country, or maybe you're going to go to a different state here in the United States, but you're going to travel someplace by car. Or you're going to get on an airplane and travel someplace. Or maybe you're going to get on a train and travel someplace. What are those things that you're going to take with you? What are those things that you're going to need on this journey? Well, the same thing is true with your career, and the same thing is true with your entrepreneurial venture. So who are the people that you need to take with you? Are there certain people you need to leave behind? Maybe people who are negative. What are the things that you need to take with you? What are those resources that you need to take with you on your journey? And can you make the journey with the skills or knowledge that you have right now? I know when I go someplace, I may need to research ahead of time the place where I'm going. I may need to look up what hotels are available or things that there are to do. Same thing is true with your career or in your business. Is there any knowledge that you need to get information on? Are there any skills that you need to develop? If you were going to drive on your trip, you would need to fill up your automobile with fuel. What's the fuel that you're going to use to keep your business alive? What's the fuel you're going to use to keep your career alive? You still need to be able to feed that career. You need to be able to feed that business. So what's the fuel? How are you going to keep your business alive? What are you going to do to keep yourself on track? And then the other thing about, especially a car, is that every car, as it burns gasoline, it has an exhaust pipe. And that exhaust pipe are the things that are the impurities, the things that the car is releasing out of the automobile so it can continue to move forward. And in our careers and in our businesses, sometimes there are things that we need to leave behind. Maybe things that we have tried, they didn't work very well, so we need to get rid of it. We need to dump it. And so need to be thinking about those things. Is there anything that you're really hanging on to? Are there any activities that are not working for you? And are you honest about it? And if they're not working for you, what do you need to be doing differently so you can win? You know, a lot of these successful women that we have spoken to on this show have all talked about mentors and coaches, networking with others along the way. So the question I have for you is, who do you need to meet? Do you need to be looking at a business coach? Do you need to be looking at a mentor? Do you need to be, some of the women talked about sponsors, people that actually help them sponsor their career to move it forward. What do you need to be seeking out? Want to move on to the next one, the next success IQ, and that is letting go of negativity. Negativity, you know, there's a lot of things that we do as far as self-talk is concerned that is really negative, And that negative self-talk just does not help you. I mean, you're going to, I know you're going to run into probably friends or family that will tell you, you know, you just can't do this. And my response is, do it anyway. People are going to say you're too old or too young. And my response to that is, do it anyway. One of the things I think is interesting is we have a lot of role models where people have started a very successful business at an older age. One example is Colonel Sanders with Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was 70 years old when he started that business. And who would have, and Kentucky Fried Chicken is literally all over the world. You can usually find a Kentucky Fried Chicken somewhere. Who would have thought that a 70-year-old man would have started this international business? And he started at the age of 70. And some people think, well, I'm just too young. Well, you know what? We have a show here in the United States called Shark Tank. And on the Shark Tank, you have people who come forward with ideas and they're trying to get money for these very rich multimillionaires to invest in their business so they can be more successful in their business. And one of these gals that came on this show was a teenager. She was about 13 years old. And she had this idea for a jewelry chain, for making very simplistic jewelry for girls her age. And so she came on the Shark Tank. And because she was only 13, these multimillionaire adults, you know, didn't pay her a whole lot of mind, you know, and they were kind of patronizing to her and not really supportive until they asked the question, well, how many of these little tiny, and she made these necklaces out of bottle caps, and she would draw things on these bottle caps and put them on special chains for people to wear, for girls to wear. And they said, well, how many of these little bottle cap necklaces and bracelets have you sold? And her response was $1.5 million worth, at which point all these adult sharks then paid attention. And one of those sharks did invest in her. So the shark is, someone is a multimillionaire, and they just call them sharks, did invest in her business, and they grew that business to over $5 million within 1 year with that help and launched her business nationally. And then she turned around and sold that business and started into a new venture. And so don't think you're too young or too old. Here's a 13-year-old girl that had a multi-million dollar business before she graduated from high school. Think about that. I don't know about you, but I wish I had come up with a really good idea to be a multimillionaire before I graduated high school. So you're never too old or too young. And some people think, well, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not good looking enough. In fact, my looks are so bad it could sink a battleship. Well, you know, just do it anyway. And some people say, you know, I'm just not smart enough. Recently, I just heard of this man who is a farmer, and he didn't have any business savvy, which was very, very clearly evident. But, you know, he had come up with an invention that would save farmers gallons and gallons of water to grow their crops. In fact, it would only take 10% of the amount of water that is typically needed in growing any kind of crop. And he was trying to get some venture capital to develop this product of his. And again, he didn't have any business savvy. So don't say that you're not smart enough or you don't know the right information. Go out and seek it. And the other one that just like drives me nuts is people say, well, you know, the economy's bad right now, you know, or I don't have enough money. And because of that, I'm not going to be successful. Well, you know what? Just go out and do it anyway. You know, remember the lady who was on the show last week with the multimillionaire from the started her multimillion dollar business from her kitchen table. She didn't have the money to get started, so she just did it a little bit at a time. So the real key is just eliminate the negativity in your life. Eliminate, distance yourself from people who are negative influencers in your life, whether it's as friends or relatives or people you know. Just do it anyway. Excuses be gone. So no excuses. The only excuse is your unwillingness to really move forward and your unwillingness to seek out the advice you need so you can be successful. So what are you going to do to move forward? Eliminate the negativity and do it anyway. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your success IQ and what you need to succeed in this new year. Stay tuned.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest-growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's deanne@deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and we are talking about new beginnings and your success IQ and getting started with this new year. And as we just finished up, we eliminated, the last thing we talked about was eliminating the negativity in your life. And so moving forward, I want to talk about controlling that internal self-talk that we all have. And we all talk to ourselves. It's that internal dialogue that we have to ourselves. And the question I have for you is that internal dialogue that you're having, is that internal dialogue, is it motivating you? Or is that internal dialogue demotivating you? You know, we have over 60,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts. And are we focusing on those thoughts on the positive things in our lives? Or are we focusing those thoughts on the negative things in our life? Are those thoughts motivating you? Or are those thoughts demotivating you? Your mental outcomes, a lot of times, are controlled by your internal thoughts. A lot of your external outcomes are dictated by your internal self-talk. You know, when things go bad, sometimes we really get into this negative self-talk. Need to let that go. And I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but we need to do that. You know, need to be looking at what your mental state is. When you get down, do you, what are you saying to yourself to get out of a negative state? For me, I use the word stop, cancel. So when I find myself thinking negative thoughts, I'll say stop, cancel. I'll actually physically say that. A lot of times I'll say it out loud. And it's a way of mentally getting my mind saying, I'm not going to think about these negative thoughts anymore. So just stop, cancel, not going to go there anymore. And I start looking at what are the positive things. So what is good here?
So stop, cancel is what I use. You can pick up whatever words that you want to use, but think of something, some very short phrase, usually like one word or two words, that you can use to help adjust your mental capability so you can drop and stop that negative internal self-talk so you can get moving again in your life. Because one of the actions that you need to be thinking about this week is keep track of how many times you have negative internal self-talk going on. Is there anything that you are saying to yourself that that is not positive? And actually track those things and be looking at that negative self-talk. Because one of the problems with negative self-talk is that negative self-talk will perpetuate and you'll start going down what I call the slippery slope. And so one negative talk or thought will keep building to more and more and more. So positive thoughts is what you really need to be looking at. And positive thoughts allows you to take on challenges, lets you being more focused on problems and looking at those solutions. So you're not looking at those setbacks to hold you back, but to help you to keep moving forward in your life. So you need to learn how to control internal self-talk. The next key is all about being results-driven. And I talk about these as wow deposits. Wow deposits are within 1 week. What are those activities that you're going to be doing so you can be moving forward? Maybe writing down what are your weekly goals? What is your bank account? Not your physical bank account, but your results bank account. So be looking at your results bank account the same way you do your own personal checking account. Are you making deposits so your business can keep moving forward? Or are you making withdrawals so you can move forward? You know, so are there withdrawals or are there deposits? You need to be looking at your business the exact same way. And every week you need to be making weekly deposits on things that you've accomplished based upon what your clear goals are, which was in an earlier step. It's, what are you going to be doing so you stay on track? It's real easy to get sidetracked and doing other things. You need to be able to stay on track. What are those things that you can do? Write them down. What are those high-value activities that you can do every single day in your business? Every single day in your business, whether it be reading an article, whether it be making a phone call, what are you doing to make a sale? What are you doing to grow your business to stay on track? Those three high-value activities that you need to be doing every single day in your business. And, oh, by the way, there's no carryover. You can't say, well, I'm not going to do it today. I'll do six tomorrow. That's not how it works. It's every single day. If you're not doing it every single day, you lose it. Write it down. And because there's a real rule here that what gets measured gets done. And if you're not measuring what you need to be doing, you're not going to do it. You're not going to grow and continue. Well, the last key, and I'm not going to have time to really get into a lot about this, but I'll talk about a little bit of it. And the last key that I have is to be about being ruthless about managing your time. You need to understand that time is the one thing that does not discriminate. So what are you doing to manage your time so you can be successful? We'll do a whole segment on time management a little bit later. But you need to be looking at how are you going to manage your time. What are the priorities you're going to set? Are you pre-planning your day? Are you having freedom from chaos so you can stay organized? You know, one of the biggies is procrastination. We're really good at procrastinating. What are you doing to hold yourself accountable so you can keep moving forward in your dream and in your goals and in your career aspirations? Are there things that you can delegate? For example, with this radio show, I transcribe every show after I broadcast the show. I delegate that to a transcriber who does all that transcription work for me. So what can you delegate in your business, even if you're a small entrepreneur, that you can delegate to somebody else? Maybe setting appointments, maybe helping you do a budget so you stay on track with a budget-wise. So what are those things that you need to be looking at? So really need to be absolutely ruthless about your time management. We're getting here to wrap up here, and in these last minute, I just want to be talking briefly about, first of all, say thank you for being a listener on this show. I mean, without you, this show would not exist, and there are thousands and thousands of you worldwide, and I do appreciate all the emails that I've been getting from all over the world about the show, and I really appreciate it. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much. You know, and every year and every day, we need to continue to move forward with our lives. And I do want to leave you with a quote and an action, as I do at the end, as I wrap up every show. And the quote and action that I have for this show is comes from Oliver Wendell Holmes, who is a physician as well as a writer. And he says, the great thing in the world is not so much where we stand as is what direction we are moving. So your action for today is to pick an area of your life, your career, it could also be a relationship, and evaluate the direction that you are going. Are you moving forward? Well, you know, each week we try to bring different audiences to help you motivate you and move you forward in the direction that you want to go in your career and your life. If you're ever looking for a keynote speaker for a business meeting or association meeting, give me a call or email me, Deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's Deanne at Deanne DeMarco, DEMARCO.com, and I'll be able to help you out. If you're looking for a business coach, I do have one or two slots available that I can do some business coaching as well. But anyway, each week we try to address relevant topics for you to spark your career and life growth. We'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.